Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Okay, so I have followed our wonderful guest on LinkedIn for a while now, and she is incredible. So the world of sales can sometimes seem male-dominated, but our guest today definitely stands out amongst the crowd. So an incredible work ethic, LinkedIn presence, and an array of sales knowledge. An account executive for Carabina Group, it's Amelia Taylor.
Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for having me. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. I want to be able to deliver as much value as I possibly can. I do not know all things by any stretch of the imagination, nor will I pretend to, but I do know that authenticity is going to win every time and transparency will. And in the world of sales, in the world of SaaS, it is a very much so male dominated field. And so that's something that, you know, to be able to be a voice for other women too, and to be able to speak out and say, hey, it's okay to also have opinions. It's okay to challenge that status quo. It's okay to color outside the lines, if you will, and push your limits, because you never know what all you're capable of until you do. So sure. I'm really excited to be here and to share some stuff.
It's amazing to have you. So I want to kick it off, Amelia. We always kick it off this way, and I think it's a good place to start. So my dad is a Mancunian, so he's based in the north of England. You might not know what that is, but it basically means he gets very easily confused, so he doesn't understand a lot of things. So when me and Zach sat down and we tried to explain what the business was, it probably took a good week until it clicked. So if you were to sit down with my dad and you were to say, this is what I do for a living, how would you explain it to my easily confused father?
So this is an interesting question. I love that you're asking it. I recently read something where on LinkedIn, someone posted, how would you explain what you do to a five-year-old? And I thought, how would I explain this to my five-year-old, what I do? So the way that I would do this is for your father or my five-year-old, I would simply say that I help companies by building a solid foundation for how they're going to run smoothly in the most efficient, effective way possible by having the tools and technology and the right people put in place. So their foundation is brick by brick built, each portion of it, sales, marketing, operations, finance, all of that, and all the right, you know, elements within those. It's built brick by brick, opposed to it being built on sand, where as these companies grow, things get bigger, more people come in, it's gonna, you know, you're building a sandcastle. Do you want it to crumble? Or, you know, of course, yeah, my five-year-old probably would stomp on it. I don't think your dad would necessarily, but it's a brick by brick, one thing at a time, that you have to ensure is taken care of, opposed to it being a foundation that is not steady.
Wow. And is there something about your personality that makes you a good fit? Are you a natural in that field?
I'm just, you know what? I'm goofy and I'm myself. And so I think I say things just how they are. And if I think something's not working, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, it's where honesty is always going to win to where if I'm talking to you about the operational side of things going on within your organization, and you know, I'm letting you also share with me things and me just kind of ask questions and just having a conversation. That's, you know, being human. We're working from home. You've got kids, I've got kids, you know, we make do with what we've got. And so having just this transparency and honesty and saying, I hear you. First one, let's acknowledge what you're saying. Then two, I think that this is going to be better based off of what I've seen and prior just experience that I've had with other companies and the team that I'm with that is, you know, full of these brilliant minds who can also share that too. But my personality very much so is one that is not, I'm not shy. I'm quite outgoing, and I want to fix things. I'm a fixer. So it's my path has gone in the sales world, not necessarily the way I thought that it would, but the way that it should, because of how I work best with people. And it's more so I'm trying to develop these partnerships and these long-term relationships that are going to go with me throughout the course of my career as a whole, you know, whether it's at Carabiner or whether it's at another company 10 years from now, who knows, but it's all about people. So building that those relationships is just the key portion of it.
Yeah. I'm getting from you that there's a big thing in authenticity. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing when you're speaking to your prospects or clients, you're exactly the same as when you're speaking to us right now. There's probably no difference, right?
There's no difference. Yeah. There's none. No, it's very, I'm going to help where I can. And if I don't, and I actually was posting something this morning, spoiler alert, I guess, if you will, but I was in the middle of posting about how if you don't know the answer to something, it's okay to say you don't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge thing that with me coming into this revenue operations world, and like I said, these brilliant minds within RevOps, which is about a three-year-old term, if you will. People are kind of like, who handles it? Sales, marketing, we don't know. Who aligns? We don't know. What's happening? We don't know, you know? So I'm trying to also learn things, and because I'm saying a whole lot of, I don't know, but that's okay because I'm going to deliver an answer, because I'm going to go find the answer for that person, because that's going to do a few things, you know, builds that trust. And from the very start, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. You're not going to overpromise and underdeliver. Mm-hmm. You're going to genuinely show that you care about the well-being of that person and their company and their organization, what they're trying to accomplish, and that they matter. You know, people want to feel like what you're doing for them, it's coming from a good place. It's not, all right, one and done, got my cash ready to go, on to the next. You know, no one wants to feel that way.
Amazing. Well, that it leads us on to a question that I feel like I know the answer to it. Before we started, you said you feel like your book is not fully written yet, which is obviously the place to be. So this question might be tricky.
Okay.
So imagine you're at the top of the Grand Canyon, and you're looking out over all your achievements so far. Where's your eye being drawn as that's my proudest achievement to date? Professionally, obviously your children would probably be the first thing.
Yeah, I would put them first probably, but if we're going to talk...
Let's talk professional.
Maybe professionally. I would say that you know, it's a little tricky. It goes into kind of a little bit of personal stuff too, to where I was in kind of a tricky situation. And I had to look out at the, you know, right at the Grand Canyon, basically, if we're going to just have this view. And I had to say, okay, where do I go from here? How do I become the best version of Amelia? How do I become the best version of mother Amelia and professional Amelia? And where can I thrive? And wholeheartedly just pour myself into everything and, you know, take care of myself too. So I started reaching out to some, I was in real estate for a little while, and I love homes. I love decorating, all that kind of fun stuff, but it was never something where I felt like I was going to just run, just really make this massive difference. And that, you know, I wanted just to go play and look in all these fun homes, whatever. So I wasn't really doing any too much value, but, I was at this place in my life where we had two little girls and I had to make a change. And I said, okay, I'm going to reach out to some people that I know who are in sales and who can tell me, who can guide me. Because I think a huge thing is asking people for help when you need it. Ego is a big issue for so many. So, you know, ego, pride aside, toss that off, you know, the cliff at the Grand Canyon, and
crash.
I just said, okay, I'm going to go interview a few different software sales companies, and I'm going to just see where I land and what I can do. So I interviewed this one company, loved it, got an offer from another company. Iffy. It wasn't my fit. It was a great company. Wasn't a fit for me. And so I got an offer from the other company, thankfully, that evening. So I was like, oh, praise Lord. Okay, this is good. So I jumped into that company, and I first day, not knowing even what and SaaS was, had no clue of how to do anything, but I knew how to talk to people. I said, okay, what is the record for what someone has done their first week working in this role? And I said, I'm going to double it. And I over exceeded the double on that. And because I told myself I would. So I had to prove to myself, okay, I might not know exactly what I'm doing, and that's okay. But if I say that I can do something, and if my mind is in a place where it's, I will, instead of just, I'm going to try, or I think I can, you know, I will do this. And you write those things down like I did. That's where I was able to actually say, okay, I can. So I always kind of go back to that moment of this. Okay, my hands are tied a little bit. I don't really know all this stuff, but I say I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. So that would really be where the starting point of me jumping into sales was, because then of course you get this little fire under you and you're like, oh yeah, I could do this. And and then I just learned that this is where I, you know, sales is what I love doing, but it's more so about the people. It's I love people. I'm a people person. I want to talk to people, but I want to help too. I'm a fixer, like I said. So that would be the biggest Grand Canyon moment in my career thus far.
That's amazing. And it's a big jump, because I know that real estate is a totally different world to the SaaS space. And it sounds like you've got a very kind of ambitious personality and an incredible drive. And I think that that's something that, even if you go into a SaaS role and you've not got the skills or the knowledge yet, that skill that you've got of fire and drive is so much more powerful than the knowledge and at this point. So that takes me nicely to the next question. You've got this incredible drive. So before all is said and done, and you're sat on the beach, maybe Miami Beach, just down the road from Tampa, and we push you out to sea on your gorgeous yacht with a margarita in hand, what have you got left to do, Amelia? What is on the tick list of professional
That sounds ambitious? Amazing what you're saying. I think I would go stir crazy a little bit there, because I love doing. I have to, like, I don't know how to relax. I don't think I don't even know if I know how to spell it. I don't know. But I, you know, for me, it's, I'm a one day at a time person. I'm a one stair at a time, then onto the next, not the whole staircase. So I can look at my life and I can look at this whole staircase, or I can look at my day as a staircase, and I could say, okay, what are the three things that I'm going to accomplish today? I'm going to swallow a big frog first, if you will, and then I'm going to see that I've made those accomplishments. I've tackled those few things. Then your day just gets a little easier. Of course, it's so much easier said than done, because does every day go that way? Absolutely not. And I'd be a fool to say that it does. And I'd be just BSing over here if I'm saying, like, oh, I check off everything every day. No way. Absolutely don't. But I do try. And that's where what you were saying a second ago, the hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, sort of thing. You know, those that try and give the effort and push and the will, determination to succeed and accomplish, even if it's one step closer to where you want to be, you're doing something, you're making progress, and people need to be more proud of themselves for the little things too. Celebrate your little wins. For me, I'm trying to celebrate little wins the best I can. And long term, I will eventually write a book, and all myself, I want to write a children's book as well. I think that that's something that is very much so needed, in that might come first actually, because what's needed so much is our kids don't understand what is working from home. I mean, I told my daughters when I was making the switch from the company I was with previously to the one I'm with now, I said, mommy's had a new job and mommy's excited. And they said, my youngest, my five-year-old starts crying. And she goes, so you won't be our mommy anymore because your mom, being a mommy is your job. And I said, No, baby, no. Because there was the confusion of, okay, well, I don't really know what you do during the day. You're at home. I know that you are, your work, I know you're in this office, but what do you do? What is working from home? You know, kids, there's so much that they've had to go through, you know, figuring out things. And so I think that that's something that's absolutely on my pre-push me off to sea on my beautiful yacht days, which I don't know if those will ever come, but if they do, that will be magical. But I love to write, and a children's book and a book about just my story and how it can help others in any way, shape, and form. That's the goal.
Amazing. What a good answer. Sounds like between authenticity and purpose, you'll probably never have a dull day anyway. So,
I try not to make anything dull, because if it's, I'm goofy as can be. And so I don't care. And so I can't have dull, or else I'm just bored. And so I'll just, you know, say something off the wall or whatever, and just try to make things fun. You got to make life fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. One of the points you said then was interesting as well about, you know, let yourself celebrate the little wins. I'd heard a thing this week that the dopamine response in your brain for a big accomplishment or a small accomplishment is exactly the same. Your brain can't distinguish that. When you feel good, you just feel good. So by not allowing yourself to celebrate the small things, you're just denying yourself happiness, really. So I think that's a really valuable point as well.
That's powerful.
Yeah. So that leads us on then to our final question. Another tricky one for you. So you've had a Back to the Future moment. There's been a knock at the door. We can take you back to your very first day professionally. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give yourself if you could go back to day one?
Good question. I would tell myself, feel the fear, do it anyways. So whatever it is, just look it right in the eyes and just say, I will, and write it down. Write down what you're going to do, though. Don't just speak it, because there's so much power in this visualization and actually seeing your success prior to succeeding. And I, you know, this goes into the whole MMA kind of mindset of people, to where you can see some of these people, and it's that underdog mindset that I think it will always win. An underdog mindset over a champion mindset that's going to win, because you become stagnant at the top, right? So if you come in on your first day, you're saying, I don't know what in the world I'm doing. Who am I? What is life? What's going on? What's SaaS? What's sales? Whatever it is. And you just say, I will. You figure out what the things are that you will do first. Don't just put I will, right? But figure out what it is, but break it down to where it's simplified. I will XYZ. I put three things down and just tackle those. That's the biggest thing. And look at whatever fearful thing you have right in front of you that you say, I don't know. Just feel it, embrace it, do it.
There we go.
Sorry.
It must be true, Amelia. It must be true. I think you come across on LinkedIn as completely authentic. And I knew that having this conversation with you, I really hope that you would, and you've come across as authentic as well. And I think it's quite admirable for people that are listening, for anyone wanting to get into sales. Just if you're thinking about it, or you're thinking about making a jump into anything into the unknown, just do it and have that drive and kind of have that passion. So I think it's a very motivating conversation, Amelia. If people listen to this conversation, they love you and they want to either work with you, or they want to reach out to you on a personal level, how can they get in touch?
Hey, I'm always having conversations with people just to simply learn from one another. You can learn something from everyone. There's one thing every single person in the world can teach you that you don't know. And I'm a firm believer in that. In my about section on LinkedIn, my cell phone number's right there. My calendar's right there. People don't look in that area. It's a sweet spot. People go look. There's little nuggets of gold in there. But for salespeople to go look, but I've got my info right there. So reach out. I mean, I've reached out to so many people just simply asking for help, because that's how I've been able to grow and learn. When you're vulnerable enough to say, I don't know, like I said earlier, that's where the learning happens, you know, and when you feel the fear, you do things anyways, you look at things in the eyes and say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it. I'm just going to take action and execute. And, you know, it's going to be a reward or it's going to be a lesson, you know, one of the two, but it doesn't mean that you're a failure if you don't succeed. So when you shift your mindset into realizing I'm going to have a reward or lesson out of this, that's what you have to do when you reach out to others and just say, let's have a conversation. I'm going to put my ego aside and act like I don't know everything, but I want to learn from you, or just simply chat. I mean, I had someone I chatted with the other day who was like, we should house swap. And I was like, what? Because it was the weirdest thing, but she just wanted to chat. And I was like, all right, we chatted for 15 minutes and we had so many things in common. It was so funny, even though we have totally different lives. And it was cool because we learned things from each other that we didn't know before by simply taking 15 minutes to do so. Mm. So, you know, learn something from people, because you never know what it might be that can totally change the trajectory or where you're going or where your mindset's at and all that. So go to my about section. Let's chat. I'd love to.
That's it. You're going to get bombarded now. Thank you so much.
Go crazy, people.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've been incredible.
Thank you so much.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.